Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A major development at the United States Supreme Court regarding Liberty Counsel's case against New York and the vax mandate. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, of course, this case is about New York healthcare workers that were fired, that were kicked to the curb, so to speak, because they refused to take the COVID shot due to their religious beliefs. And, of course, they were due a religious accommodation, but New York and the Governor Hochul did not believe that. So we have asked the Supreme Court, and they have reconferenced it several times.
Seven times, actually.
Seven times, which is a great number, I guess, because now we've got a great development in this case.
They have been conferencing this case since September 29, which is part of their original super conference after they came back from their summer break. And then after they denied hundreds of cases for review, they set our case down for a second conference, which is a good sign.
I don't believe they've taken any COVID shot cases,
they haven't taken
cases,
any
have
COVID
they?
Shot cases since the COVID lockdowns. They took some COVID lockdown cases regarding places of worship that we had at the United States Supreme Court, but they haven't taken any COVID shot cases.
Like for healthcare workers,
For healthcare workers in this case, this is a little different. It involves the COVID shots, but it involves a specific legal issue regarding whether a state can override existing federal law protections. And so this particular situation, the Supreme Court has reconference it. In other words, they meet in person to conference and consider the cases for what they're going to vote on reviewing or not reviewing. And of course, they deny hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, thousands actually, of petitions. This one, they have met seven times. And on the seventh time that they met, then on the following Monday from their conference, they actually directed the United States Solicitor General to file a brief in this case expressing the views of the United States of America, which I think is a very good sign, because if the Solicitor General comes back and supports the court's review, then the court almost certainly will take this case and we will argue it with a decision in 2026 and a decision perhaps coming down in 2027.
And this is a great sign, isn't it? Because if the court ask the Solicitor General to input in this case, their court is thinking this could affect the entire nation and the laws, right?
That's right. That's why they asked the U.S. Solicitor General to weigh in on the United States' view on this case, because this has an implication of federal law.
Mm-hmm.
And when there is a case that implicates federal law like this, sometimes they will ask expressly, it's not a very often that they do this, for the Solicitor General to actually file a brief as they're considering whether they should take this case. So this is a great development. It's a significant move. I can't imagine the Solicitor General arguing that this case should not be reviewed, but you know, you never know. It's going to be a big issue for whatever this Solicitor General says in the brief. So here's the issue. Title VII from the 1964 Civil Rights Act applies to employers that have 15 or more employees. And that's the provision of federal law that applies across the country to every employer, private and also public employers. And that actually prohibits discrimination on the basis of certain categories. Race is one, religion is another. So in the COVID shot mandate cases where employers, whether in or outside of New York, have tried to force the COVID shot mandate on people, the employees have a right to argue that they have a sincerely held religious belief that is contrary to taking these shots for whatever their religious belief is respecting that. Could be because it's made with aborted fetal cells, could be they don't want to injure their body, which is the temple of God, or could be a combination of both. Then the employer, under Title VII, once receiving that information that their work policy, their work directive, collides with an employee's religious beliefs, the employer is required to consider whether there's ways to reasonably accommodate that employee's religious conviction and still maintain the ordinary workplace that they need to conduct. And then if they are able to provide reasonable accommodation, they must provide reasonable accommodation. If they are not, then they're not able to. But they have to actually engage in that analysis. They have to listen to the employee. They have to engage in an analysis about what are the reasonable alternatives that we can provide that protects your religious beliefs, but also protects the interest of the employment environment.
And, you know, what I think is important in this situation and for the Supreme Court to take a case generally is there to be a conflict among the appeals courts. So in this case, the Second Circuit denied the healthcare workers' claims for religious accommodation, which is really unlawful, and gave precedence to New York law. However, there are other decisions from other appeals courts like the 2nd, the 4th, the 6th, the 7th, the 9th, the 10th, and 11th that rule that state laws must yield to federal laws regarding discrimination requirements.
That's right. And so here what happened in New York is Governor Hochul and her administration issued a state mandate to healthcare employers, hospitals and doctor's offices and nursing homes and assisted living facilities and others, that they must receive 100% compliance in vaccination. 100% of their employees must be vaccinated. The only exceptions would be for medical, but not religion. So in other words, they can't even consider a religious objection, can't even consider it, let alone go through the analysis and determine whether or not they can provide reasonable accommodation. They can't consider it. And if they do give any employee, even one, an exemption based upon religion, then they will be fined daily $1,000 for every single employee that they employ, and they will lose their business license, so they'll be out of business.
Yeah, well, granted, I think Governor Hochul thinks she's above the law, number one, and I would imagine there's some financial incentive for her for doing this.
Well, she obviously thinks she is above the law, and so far she's been able to skirt the law. And she will be able to continue to do that unless the Supreme Court intervenes. Mm. Not only New York, but the Governor Janet Mills in Maine did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
So Maine and New York did the exact same thing. We have litigation in Maine. We have litigation in New York. So what happened here is these employers, even some who actually had already accommodated their employees, they were forced to terminate them if these employees refused to get the COVID shot, even though they didn't want to terminate them. The consequences of not terminating them, they would be fined and they would lose their license to operate. So when they were challenged, they argued that we cannot comply with federal law because to comply with federal law would be an undue hardship because we're going to get hammered with the state directive that has now come down. We'll lose our license. And so the lower courts bought that and they said, that's right. Federal law is going to be preempted here because they can't comply because they will face an undue hardship. Well, what that essentially does is it elevates state law over the law of Title VII protecting religion. And that's where other courts of appeal have gone the opposite way. As you mentioned, the 2nd, the 4th, the 6th, the 7th, the 9th, and the 10th and 11th circuits have gone the opposite way. They've not all been on Title VII. But they've been on other federal laws that are applicable across the board, like Title VII. Say,
that's
for example,
a huge majority.
Yeah, the Americans with Disabilities Act. That was one that the 11th Circuit looked at. Florida had a law that tried to force employers in theme parks, for example, to violate the ADA. And so there was a challenge. And the employer said, well, we have to violate the ADA because Florida law tells us we have to in these particular circumstances. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said, no, federal law preempts a contrary state law. And so what we have here in New York is one of our clients, someone who had been exempted from vaccines for 10 years and was a remote worker and had been exempted from the COVID shot, was terminated. Another one of our clients owned a nursing home, Pinecrest, and that had been in operation for 50 years, a Christian nursing home. The employees were Christian. The people selected it because of its Christian environment. They did not want to force their employees to violate the religious beliefs. So Pinecrest had to shut down. They had to close their doors and then find places for these individuals who were their residents, all because of Hochul. So that's why this case is critically important. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information. That's lc.org. But pray for this case, because we will hear from the Solicitor General soon, and it will make a big difference on what the Supreme Court does in the future. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.